Hello, folks, and welcome back to the final, concluding, penultimate tutorial episode. Yes, that did sound cooler in my head, but it's out there. I can't take it back now. So you may already know some of the keystrokes involved in this final episode, and if you do, great for you. If you don't, sit back, relax, grab a beer, grab a wine, grab a cup of tea, because Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech should really stop with these strange quotes. Anyway, so what I want to talk to you about, first of all, is highlighting things. And we do this using the Shift key. Shift is used to highlight things, which, if I'm not mistaken, is very similar to the mouse in some regards. I know you can hold down Shift and press the mouse left button, but we're not going to do that because we don't want to use the mouse. We're going to use keystrokes. So if you wanted to highlight some text, for example, in the document, you'd hold down Shift. And you could press the right arrow to go letter by letter. You could hold down Control and press the right arrow to go word by word. You could hold Shift and press down arrow to go line by line, and so on and so forth. You can go backwards as well, so Shift and left arrow. But obviously, bear in mind, if you've pressed Shift and right arrow, it will highlight forward, and then it will deselect if you press left. Shift and left, or similarly, if you've highlighted down and then go up, it'll deselect or unselect or unhighlight or dehighlight. These are all very cool words. There's a quick keystroke, Control and A. This will highlight everything that can possibly be highlighted in the universal language of highlighting. So in a document, Control and A will highlight all the text in a document. In File Explorer, Control and A will highlight all of the files in a folder. On a website, Control and A will highlight all the text of the web page. Nice and simple. To copy something to the clipboard, that's Control and C. And to paste something, it's Control and V. So if you wanted to copy some text from an email, you'd highlight it with your Shift and relevant keystrokes. So Shift, Control, right arrow, for example, to highlight a couple of words. Control C to copy it to the clipboard. Go over to your other window with your Alt-Tab keystroke learned in a previous tutorial, and then Control-V to paste that new text in. This also works for copying files and folders. So where in a sighted point of view you might drag a folder from drag a file from one thing to another, instead for keyboard layout you can just highlight it either using the Shift and up arrows and Shift and down arrows. Or if you just want to highlight one file, you can go to that file, and if you're in the list view, Shift and left arrow will just highlight that, although it may not be necessarily strictly necessary. How many times did I use necessary in that sentence there? That was impressive. Gold star. Anyway, and again, it's Control C to copy it to the clipboard and Control V to paste it in another position or another place, another folder, another drive. I should really stop with these quotes. Finally, Control and X is cut. Difference between copy and cut, consider it as copy and move. So if you copy a file, it will create a new file with the same content. However, if you cut it, you'll effectively move it from one place to another. The difference between photocopying a piece of paper and cutting out a smiley face of a piece of paper and sticking it to a colleague's forehead. Not that I condone doing that at all, but if you did do it, I would laugh. So that's about it, let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen. That is highlighting, copying, pasting, and cutting. That also concludes these tutorial episodes. I hope you found them useful. I hope you've had a laugh. I hope that you feel confident navigating with the keyboard. And most of all, I hope that you've got a nice cup of tea or a glass of wine, a cup of coffee or a beer. Let me know how you found them. How you found them. Like, did someone recommend them? Did they just pop out of your computer? Because if they did, you might want to have a chat with whoever set up your computer. Your computer should not be popping out anything, apart from a disk drive. And also let me know whether you found them useful, if you thought I ramble too much, if I make too many bad jokes, or if you think I'm just boring. Well, if you think I'm boring, please don't tell me. It'll hurt my feelings. I might even cry. But no, on a serious note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Highly appreciate you, and good luck.